Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America party, you war party people. Yeah, you like that Miami sound machine? On the warpath, I got another one that's sung by real Indians, and they're all veterans. If I find it, I'll play it for you. We got a whole bunch of problems tonight. Tomorrow, the UN, under the leadership of Iran, wants to confiscate all our weapons. You know what I say? They're going to pass legislation. They got about 17 senators on the Republican side that haven't made their mind up what they're going to do yet. And John McCain is one, and right up his trouser leg is Lindsey Graham. And also, Texas, the woman. She's on the board. And, of course, the Cauldron sisters from Maine, Snowjob and Tom Collins. Yeah. And on the Democrat side, forget about it. You might as well read the Soviet, the Duma list. Oh, man, are we in trouble. Well, two talk show hosts that used to be considered a conservative are in trouble with their fellow conservatives tonight. And, of course, O'Reilly, he always denied he was a conservative. And I thought I heard the cock crow three times. And Savage, Mike Savage, the two guys that hate each other the most have teamed up to call for a gun control, bullet control they want. Yeah, this is wonderful, isn't it? So those two guys, I noticed O'Reilly's show tonight, he's not talking about it. He must have got a lot of heat. He must have got a lot of threats from watchers. We're not going to watch you anymore. You can sell your gear to other people. Yeah, I just want to see him wear a flag pin. Maybe even Juan Williams can lend him a flag pin. He never wears a flag pin, you know. And he's one of those Harvard liberals that'll say, I don't have to wear a flag pin to show my patriotism. Yeah. So I wrote a little song. It's the same tune as Won't You Come Home, Bill Bailey? And it's Won't You Wear Your Flag Pin, O'Reilly? I'll buy the gear. You know, patriotism's not a sin. Won't you count us in? O'Reilly, won't you wear your pin? I went to an eye doctor today, and he had a pin on. And I said, I like your pin. He says, I always wear it. And while I was sitting in the chair, you know how they do it? One takes care of you. They bring you in a little paperwork. Another one comes in, looks into your eyes, and does a couple of things. Then another one comes in and says, now we're going to get you ready to see the doctor. And while I'm sitting in this very small room with an extra side door, I imagine the door opening and chorus girls coming in. And putting on a show and leaving. And just as the doctor comes in and goes, Doc, there were chorus girls in here. You better get your eyes checked. Okay, so let me see what we're going to do here today. I got one blog I got to read to you. Watch this. I've been doing it all day, and I won't find it now. Let's see. Oh, I got it. Chick-a-fil-a. What is it? Chick-a-fil-A. Here it comes. I wrote a little poem. It's the same as God Bless America. You could probably sing it. You might have to accent a few words and balance it out a little bit. God bless Chick-fil-A restaurant. God bless Chick-fil-A restaurant that I love. From border to border, they take your order with the light that shines from above. From the French fries to the burgers with 32-ounce shakes filled with sugar foam. God bless Chick-fil-A, my home away from home. And you can get Sundays on Mondays, such a fantastic deals. And the waiters will join you in grace before meals. And then I signed off, God bless a Chick-fil-A, a one nation under Tim Tebow. Oh, how they hate Tim Tebow. Huh? Every time he prays, the atheists vomit, they get sick, they have stomachs. They roll around, they take the Lord's name in vain. Yeah, that's like every third word in a Hollywood script. I thought Obama only hated the southern states. I was wrong. He hates everybody. He even hates the people of Mexico. Why else would he okay Eric Holder's gun running, 2,000 weapons to communist drug lords? Oh, by the way, the latest blog out tonight is that, remember the big Democrat, John Corzine, who bought his way into favor and was elected by the fools of New Jersey? Yeah, oh my God. And he gave them higher real estate taxes, and then he spent extra money. New Jersey has a bad run on governors, man. I hope Christie puts a stop to it. But anyway, it turns out that John Corzine was in charge. He was the CEO of a big Wall Street firm, and he can't account for $1.8 billion. Don't where the money go? He sounds like me when I was a kid getting caught with the empty cookie jar. Yeah, I don't know where the money go. Yeah, he's like a blackjack dealer that's just been relieved. You know, they clap their hands together and they show that they're not hiding any chips. That's John Corzine. Well, guess what they come out with tonight? Guess who his law firm was when he was running that scam? Are you ready? Can you take it? Can you really take it? Eric Holder! Eric Holder's boys! Yeah, taking care of the Democrats. One hand washes the other. And other body parts. Yeah, we're in trouble, folks. We're in trouble. We've been sold so far down the river. We're in this swamp. Yep. So, what do we have? Said the fine old woman. 70,000 dead Mexicans. Holder equipped 4 regiments of narco-terrorists. Gee, if he can only do that for the Iranian people, he could get a medal. Now he and Mohammed Bloomingdale won gun control. And tonight O'Reilly pulled a Brian Ross. 6 times he said the Hollywood actor, that's what I call this, the alleged crazy. I think he's an actor. I think he's doing his Academy Award performance playing a crazy person. He had 60,000 rounds of ammunition, O'Reilly said. 60,000! He had 6,000, and that counts high enough. And O'Reilly thinks the Second Amendment was put there for deer hunters. It was put there for tyrant hunters. If a tyrant has a machine gun, he has to be matched and outmaneuvered. Yeah. And so when they say you don't need a machine gun to hunt a deer, I say, yes, you do, especially if that deer has a machine gun, too. I met a girl from Brazil. I asked her if Brazil has a Second Amendment. She said, no, the people are not allowed to have guns. And then she went on to say, only the narco-traffickers have guns. I tease her, I say, if Brazil got invaded, the border guards would go into carnival mode. Yeah, since Obama won the war against a handful, it's only a handful, it's a little fringe group of bad, bad Muslims, naughty Muslims. Iran has nukes, Syria has Iraq chemical weapons that the Democamos told us were not in Iraq. The Brits have 1 soldier for every 5 Olympic spectators, and And today, the communists are trying to gin up defeat for Romney in England because Romney said that they haven't got the Brits haven't got their Olympic act together yet, which is probably very true. And you got to remember one thing about the Brits. Remember when they had that subway bombing? And I think about 50 people got killed. And the very next day, a guy jumped the turnstile, and they put a bullet right between his eyes before he could say, They believed he was a trigger man, and they stopped his brain from working. And it turned out he was just trying to beat the fair. Well, I think that the fair jumping dropped off quite a bit after that. Yeah, so the Brits have, and also Romney did score a big one. One of the NBC quiffs was setting him up for a loaded question, and he said, "We have it on good information that you're going to select a boring white man for vice president." And Romney turned to him and said, "But you turned the job down, didn't you?" Yeah, that was nice. That was sweet, man. He didn't know what to say. Can we go to a break? He got me. Yeah. So since Obama won the war against a handful of bad Muslims, Iran has nukes, Syria has the Iraq and chemical weapons that the Democamos told us were not in Iraq, the Brits have one soldier for every five Olympic spectators, and today Baghdad suffered the largest number of casualties, 105 on Obama's watch. Yes, we're winding down the war. The Taliban set off 10 tons of explosives on a military post in Afghanistan and filmed the shouts of Allahu Akbar for 5 o'clock news. A beautiful hospital in Afghanistan, built by us, starves its patients. Doctors take bribes and infections go untreated. Sounds like Obama healthcare. Obama took credit for SEAL Team 6 killing bin Laden. But he never mentioned he lost a SEAL Team 6 in a phone-ahead ambush. His media covered up their deaths. There's a lot coming out about Obama's birth certificate. Boy, they're going to be a lot of covering. They're going to be putting thick molasses on all that paperwork. And they covered up the deaths of SEAL Team 6 and classified it as a chopper crash in the one-minute news. You know what the one-minute news is? That's the news you only get to see once. They don't even run it under... They just, here's the 1 minute news. We lost everything. Okay, another news today. Just like the hidden casualty count. Wait till you hear this one. Bush. How many guys died under Bush in Afghanistan in 8 years? Are you ready? 461. In eight years of tough fighting. Not that the boys aren't fighting tough tonight. They're probably fighting harder than ever. Obama's coming up on 2,000 reclassified and buried as NATO troops. What American mom tied her American son's bandolier around his waist to go off and fight for the USA and avenge 9/11, only to see her son classified in the Obama press as a NATO trooper? He has alienated all our allies, sending Netanyahu out the back door with the garbage. And when he first took office, he went to Europe to apologize for America. Now Romney has to go to Europe and apologize for Obama. He truly believes that working Americans don't deserve what they earn and takes their tax money to buy votes from the poor. Already in 3.5 years, he came in with 2 million. He's up to 5 million. He's not doing bad. And that doesn't count all the money in the plastic bags under the bed. Send in a team. Send in a money team. Check that bed. But he wants to close their churches. He calls the Latinos amigos, but he wants to close their churches if they don't endorse Nino's murder. The two symbols of his party are crooked crutches and ladders with broken rungs. No one gets a leg up. He denounces the rich but takes their money. His top seven enemies are cardinals, fishermen, oil riggers, farmers, miners, unwanted babies, and Latinos who shout Viva Cristo Rey. I forgot to mention the military, which he plans to make smaller than his blue helmet army. He is Putin's pool boy. He has given back all the Iron Curtain gains Reagan made. The biggest insult to any American with a brain is he talks to us like we are all the helpless blind people that he misleads. Not once did he mention God when he went live on TV covering the Colorado massacre. Romney mentioned God three times and read an epistle from St. Paul. That's the first time I heard God mentioned in 3.8 years. I will take a man who prays with the helpless any day over a Marxist who preys on the helpless. Obama's master tactic tonight is to con the students into believing he's going to pay their tuition and cancel their debts. Did he promise everybody they would all get a Penn State football scholarship? When you whisper open mic to the aide-de-camp of the head of the KGB that after the election we can do more than what? Harm? I can only conclude he does not only hate the South, he hates all 57 states. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. One nation under Tim Tebow. Say goodbye to Hollywood. No more terms for termites. www.mediacrapmatters.us and www.spiritofamericapartyradioshow.com. Blog Talk Radio. Two quotes I won't forget, plus one crotch salute in Iowa. This is the first time in my life I am proud to be an American, as opposed to what, a giraffe? On the anniversary of 9/11, confirmed by lip readers, this was said from wife to husband, all this for a flag? But that's not as bad as Bill Clinton on the first anniversary of 9/11 going on David Letterman and telling on the first anniversary of 9/11 on David Letterman. He told David Letterman he does blow with his friends. He was talking about a saxophone that he got from Denise Rich. And that's all he got was a saxophone, not even a pizza. And she is denouncing her American citizenship this week, and she's selling her apartment for $31 million in New York. New York, New York, it's a hell of a town. We have to improve our jargon. When someone says they are a liberal, red spell check says communist. When someone accuses you of McCarthyism, accuse them of Rosenbergism. And never forget that Joe McCarthy was a tail gunner in World War II. The Rosenbergs were draft dodgers but couldn't dodge the electric chair, which we could sure use today. The commies tried to tie the Colorado Joker to Romney. Then they said John Wilkes Booth was tied to Romney. If you want to get rid of the commies, vote for the Romneys. I'll give you a tune. We'll break it. We'll steal away. I have to do a recall. Oh, maybe not. Maybe I got it right here. Look at this. We'll do a little wolf howl. And then we'll do Tangerine.
Flame, tangerine. when she dances by. Senorita stare and cavaliera sigh. And I've seen toasts to tangerine raised in every bar across the Argentine. Yes, she has them all on the run, but her heart belongs to just one. Her heart belongs to Tangerine.
To bring you an important message. The UN has just outlawed all American guns. Iranian troops are storming the city now to make arrests. And would you please rise? The country's been taken over. Please rise and join us in singing the Iranian national anthem.
Ballspieler, es passt nicht als ein Karspiel, weil sie sehen, zwei, drei, zwei, 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 der Baseballspiel. Gott, Mensch, Amerika, Hey!
take just one of the many guns that we have and give them to one of the Iranians who's being oppressed tonight. Oh, if we could only drop about 1 million handguns into Iran. Boy, I bet you would see Ayatollahs on the run everywhere. Yeah, that's what happens, man. First they take away your guns, then they come and arrest you. Then they take you away. First they take the guns. Also, they could do the reverse. They don't need the guns if they got a gun owner. They could just come and arrest the gun owner, take him away. Then they don't need the guns. But let me see what we're going to talk about tonight. There's a lot of going on. Let's see. RNC blocking candidates. Let's see what that's all about. Yeah, they're trying to keep Sarah Palin off the platform. I'll tell you something about Sarah Palin that I like. She campaigns for the little people. Yeah, very seldom do you see her with the big rhinos. You know, the guys that got plenty of money and can buy their own deals. She's usually out there for a little guy that's trying to get started or a little gal that's trying to get started. And she is a real loyal Tea Party supporter. And if they keep her off the stage for this Romney convention, I'm not going to be too happy. And I'll tell you how I feel about it. If Jesus or Sarah Palin was standing on trial before the Senate, the Democrats would vote for crucifixion, and the Republicans, the repuppies, I call them, and repuppets, they would vote present. So I want to see Sarah Palin get kudos. I want to see her be thanked for all her effort for the little Tea Party candidates, the real Republicans, not the rhinos, not the Democrats in drag. Yeah. So let's see what we got here. Take the stage and introduce Sarah Palin. Show Newt in his new suit. And if you need a quorum, take Santorum. One Nation under Tim Tebow. I love that. If you want to get rid of the commies, vote for the Romneys. Mexican president buys no cerveza frio. He blames us for guns, but fails to mention Eric Holder and drugs. Super gringo responde. He left out drugs, he left out tunnels, he left out Eric Holder's war against the Mexican people, 70,000 dead. He left out the appalling condition of the peons. What, no gordo gatos in Mexico? That's fat cats. Who are robbing the people of a future? You know, God gave everybody something. No matter what country you're in, how desolate it is, God gave you enough to survive and enjoy life. You go to any country, look at Africa. They have a wealth of minerals. And yet, you've got the guys on top and all of the slaves. The guys on top do not share. And the worst ones who do not share are the communists. And they will use you, like they call people that they use, useful idiots. They use you to get their goals. Fidel Castro is worth $670 million, and his people in Cuba are eating still life paintings. And they all cut the sugar cane for free. At least the capitalista gave them a buck. Yeah, the greedy capitalist pig gave them a buck to 2 bucks. And if they behaved themselves, they got 3. And Castro gives them nothing and says, I do it all for you. Yeah. He left out drugs. He left out tunnels. So, and this is Mexico. The upper class in Mexico is robbing the lower class. And when the communists come in, they will be the upper class in Mexico. And if you ask for your land, they will give you 2 acres in the groin. Who are robbing the people of a future? So much so that they have to crawl over the border to eat. Send us your best. Do not send us your drug communists. You mean to tell me we can't solve that border problem? You know, there were 60,000 American troops in Fort Hood, Texas, that couldn't defend themselves against one guy with an automatic weapon. The Colorado movie theater had the better chances than 60,000 troops in Fort Hood, Texas. So what did the troops do? What do you think they did? They called the cops. My uncle used to tell me about the British Army when they were fighting in the Boer War and they broke ranks and they ran. And the guy says, "Why are you running?" He says, "We're going for the cops. They're killing each other out there." Yeah. Now, who are in cahoots with the legalized marijuana coyotes in Washington? Viva Cristo Rey. Andy Garcia, you did a good thing in Hollywood. Do you know what they did? They Mel Gibson'd you. They Mel Gibson'd you unfairly. You did the right thing, Andy. You got a special, you know, there are saints in heaven are praying for you at your statue. Yeah. Andy did a movie about the Mexican Revolution. You want to see how mean people can be to each other. You got to see that movie. And a 12-year-old boy who would not renounce Jesus to save his life. All he had to do was renounce Jesus, and they would stop beating him. And he wouldn't do it. So, I call this president of Mexico the resident of Mexico. He has failed to feed his family. And that is why we have the border problem. Both sides are suffering. And the president of Mexico should be building the wall and give you people some jobs. And clean your own house first, and then we will match you. Yours truly, a bueno hombre, Tomás. Hang in there, we'll find you something else to read. Obamanomics, 100 million poor people in America. Oh, I got to meet them. Oh, I know that there's poverty in the United States, no question about it. But I want to see the real poverty. I don't want to see the Democamo-controlled party in poverty. You know how they do that? One of the Kennedys opens up his garage and they take out this old wash machine with the hang wringer. With the hand wringer, you know, the old-fashioned wash machine that you get the free washboard with it. And they put it in the back of their Escalade, and they go down to Virginia, and they bring with them children from Massachusetts who are spoiled and rotten. And they find a deserted house, and they put the wash machine on the front porch, and then they put on old clothes and come to the door looking like they're starving Virginians. And then a Kennedy gets up and goes, 4 million people went to bed in Virginia last night without supper. And everybody goes, oh, we're going to vote for the Democrats because they're so understanding. Yeah. And then the wash machine goes back in the garage until the next election. 100 million poor people. Yeah, give me a break. Jeb Bush wants Rubio for VP. Well, it's going to be interesting. And don't forget, cheer for Sarah Palin. She did a lot for us, and she took a lot of crap. And she was pilloried. Pilloried Clinton. Yeah. And nobody stood up for her. I know how those are, Ryan. I know what it's like. Do you know what it's like to be the odd man out? Huh? Not a friend in the world? And everybody you thought was your friend is now distancing themselves from you. You know what that feeling is like? You know, all of a sudden you got a bad halitosis. Here's one for you. Ralph Lauren is made in China. Have you seen these uniforms these fools are wearing at the Olympics? They look like half an Obama logo. Yeah. What is it? Hope and change? You better hope we change. Ralph Lauren is made in China. Our mafia government has no intention of ever cutting taxes. They don't. Neither party. They cannot cut taxes. They're junkies. They're worse than heroin addicts. They need that tax money. A guy invents a mousetrap tomorrow, two congressmen have already got a tax on it. And now they're getting ready to raid the internet. 10 states already have been milking the taxpayer cow, led by New York. Now Governor Christie wants a piece of the action. No politician will ever balance the national budget. What they ought to do is rebuild America, and the way to do it is no sales tax on 100% made in USA goods, including a toilet paper, which New York considers a luxury tax. Let's see a Mayor Mohammed Bloomingdale give up toilet paper instead of my salt and sugar. Use the bicycle lanes for people who don't have toilet paper. Olympic uniforms are $2,000 each and made in China. Oh, man. From the march around the stadium in London, each Olympic participant will shell out $2,000 to look snappy. The uniforms were designed by Ralph Lauren's firm. Then they were made in China. Oh, say, can you see, by the dawn's early light, made in China. This is what happens when federal laws governing hiring come to pass. So you know what I did? I said, wait till you hear my brown beret story, which I'll tell you in a minute. I burned those Chinese gay pride uniforms. Go American. Here's a lovely set that is truly American. And I got a picture of Davy Crockett with his Kentucky long rifle, which is the latest state-of-the-art in his time, and we have to upgrade. It's got a coonskin hat on and a buckskin shirt. And the cost is 2 traps and a skinning knife. One Nation under Tim Tebow. A sidebar to Bob Grant. Jimmy from Brooklyn is a talking FBI file on communism. Great show Sunday. I loved the sleazebag description. Somebody called Obama sleazebag. Oh, you can't say that about the President of the United States. Well, I know an Army general that did, and you punished him for it. Yeah, you took him off his job of saving American lives, and you excoriated him because he said, "Bite me, Biden." Yes, General McChrystal in a bar in Paris, and they said he disrespected the office of the president. Imagine what Patton would have said about Obama after the smoke cleared. Yeah. Let me tell you something. If Patton walked into the Pentagon today, all you would hear would be gunshots. And you could stand outside and watch all of the bodies being sailed out through the broken glass, followed by their swivel chairs. Yeah. Well, General Patton, sir, we're going to have the gay pride parade now. Gay what? Yeah, give me a break, man. Give me a break. Boy, do they really know how to destroy this country. Okay, let's see what else we got. The kazoo. You want to hear about the kazoo? Instead of gun control, how about communist control? Let's start with Chairman Mao Bao. A top communist once said, never let a good crisis go to waste. Use it to further your party's goals. A disarmed nation is a slave nation. And the first thing Hitler did when he came to power was disarm the German people, as did Stalin and Mao Zedong. The communists are very clever. Like Jimmy from Brooklyn says, when they win, they win, and when they lose, they win. Under the guise of a woman's choice, they murder 1,200,000 American babies a year. Can't we cut that down? Oh, speaking of cutting things down, the number one killer of Americans in combat, the number one maimer of Americans in combat is buried IEDs in the ground. You're going to tell me that we don't have anything sophisticated enough in a laser form that could identify and set those things off before guys go over them? Where is the American ingenuity? Necessity is the mother of invention. What's going on? Well, we're protecting the piping plover because his nest is in jeopardy. Under the guise, my cat could take care of the piping plover. Under the guise of freedom of speech, they encourage American flag desecration. Now they have hoodwinked the American people through their party media, ABC, CNN, NBC. Yeah, Always Be Communist is ABC. Communist News Network is CNN. Nothing But Communist is NBC. Then there's PBS, the Perverted Bestiality System. And National Public Communist Radio. into believing the Second Amendment was written for deer hunters. The false argument they use against automatic weapons is you don't need an AR-15 to hunt deer. You don't need a 100-round drum to kill a deer. That's a lie. The Second Amendment was for protection against a tyrannical government that has automatic weapons. The Founding Fathers did not say the American people can only have muskets. Where is the clause that advances the superiority in firepower to the tyrant? Yet the people must only use bows and arrows? A tyrant's goal is first to disarm the people, then disarm the military. A bloodless seizure and a communist one-world parade. So, in the words of Patrick Henry, give me liberty and arrest the Chuck Schumer. Do not resist the knock on the door. Bury your weapons for the day when you have the advantage. Wait until you're strong to restore the Constitution. Your time will come. God and country are forever. Have you met the meddlesomes? Yeah, I introduced them to you. Brian Ross attacks the innocent. Ross jumped the gun to lead another crazy attack on T for Two Party. The communists waste no time to disarm good people. Now, you see the shootings that are taking place in the ghetto areas? The ghetto. That used to be a poor neighborhood until the liberals went in and sold drugs. Now it's a ghetto. They're in the ghetto. Yeah, so there's all kinds of shootings going on in the ghetto. And Mohammed Bloomingdale, he wants to confiscate the guns outside the ghetto. He doesn't want to go into the ghetto because he's going to get his head blown off. Yeah. So we'll confiscate the guns from the law-abiding citizens. They'll give them up to obey the law. But we're not going into where the big stuff is. Yeah. They can't even let the garbage men in there. The communists waste no time to disarm good people. This Columbine wannabe is another Colorado sicko. The same politicians, you know what? Colorado's getting a bad rap on that because he came from San Diego. The same politics, but Colorado will be remembered for it. Now when people say, I'm going to Colorado, say, well, yeah, you got a vest. The same politicians who support the murder of babies are outraged over a measly handful. Yeah, one abortion doctor kills that many helpless children before lunch. But we can't go there. Because it is distasteful. We cannot. We have to look away. Look away from child murder. It is distasteful. You know what I say? I say all the guys who helped cause that abortion, they should have to go to the clinic and have a kidney removed. You know how many guys would be celibate? No, I didn't want sex tonight. No, I thought I'd just watch a good football game with the men. They won't even show you the bodies with severed arms and legs. Piers Morgan should go back to the country he destroyed. We don't need him here. I'm noticing a lot of British accents on the TV lately. What did they do? They destroyed their country. They come here now to finish us off? To continue, well, I'm thinking of becoming a citizen. Yes, and then I can vote for Obama. Yeah, thank you, Charlie Chrysler. Mayor Mohammed Bloomingdale wants to disarm the innocent to protect Muslim terrorists. He's so anxious to save the bicycle lanes only. Let him go into the mosque ammo dumps and look for illegal AK-47s and jihad literature. Rahm Emanuel has a powder keg in Chicago and can't protect a broken city. People are already talking if Obama loses, there's going to be riots. Well, you know what I say? I say that race car deck is getting very crumpled and it's getting very worn out. And so is the patience of a lot of law-abiding citizens. Yeah, so Rahm Emanuel has a... Oh, come, Emanuel. Has a powder keg in Chicago and can't protect a broken city, yet he advises Osama bin Laden on how to go to the UN dance. The movie had nothing to do with it. What mother brings a three-month-old baby to a midnight screaming of a movie loaded with violence? All you need now is a copycat movie shooter and the movie is done. Done for. Colorado needs a checkup. Don't forget, if you want to know about communists, go to my blog site, mediacrapmatters.us. Everything you wanted to know about communists is there. The one guy who knows everything about communists is Jimmy from Brooklyn. You mention a guy to him, he'll tell you everything, what this guy's, what color shoes he had on and socks he had on the day he went against America. He can tell you the minute. He can tell you the speech. He has paper, he has newspaper clippings of all these guys. So let me give you a treat, and then when we come back, let me see how much time we got left. We got 14 minutes. T for two. You want to hear T for two? It's when you're in a tea party. Here's one. Here's one for us. Here's one for us. Oh, wait a minute. Do I have something way at the bottom? Oh, I try to raise up Ray Charles' Hard Hearted Hannah. You ever hear that song? Hard Hearted Hannah, the Vamp of Savannah? Aha, uh-huh. I talked about Flanders Fields last night, and I talked about, there was some other poem. I almost thought of the guy's name. The poem is called A Tree, I Think That I Shall Never See, a poem as beautiful as a tree. Well, here's in Flanders Fields. It's a little lesson for us Americans.
Hi, you boys and girls. It's Captain Boycott. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party Book.com. And just wanted to share this little poem with you. My brother sent it to me. He took it off a wall in Fort Campbell, Kentucky. Fort Bragg, North Carolina. And it's a poem about World War One, and it's written by a Canadian officer and doctor. And who had just watched a young man die, and as he officiated at the burial ceremony, which took place almost at the battlefield, he jotted down this poem, and a mailman had come by, a fellow trooper had come by who was delivering the mail. And he read it to him, and they both felt it was a pretty decent poem. And what happened was he didn't think so he crumpled it up and he threw it in a ditch. And somebody picked it up and they sent it to the London Times, who rejected it. But another newspaper picked it up and printed it. And today, it's well known throughout the world, and the poem is called In Flanders Fields. And it's a good reminder, as George Patton says, that the war has been going on since the beginning of time, and war will continue to go on until the end of time. In Flanders Fields. In Flanders Fields, the poppies blow. And if you ever seen these little poppies, sometimes outside of churches, veterans sell them to remind you of the losses that we incurred in World War One, along with the Canadians and the British and the Germans and the French. And that was supposed to be the war to end all wars. In Flanders Fields, the poppies blow, between the crosses, row on row, that mark our place, and in the sky, the larks still bravely singing fly. Scarce heard amid the guns below. We are the dead short days ago. We lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow. Loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders Fields. Take up our quarrel with the foe. To you from falling hands we throw. The torch be yours to hold it high. If you break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep, though poppies grow in Flanders Fields. So that's from one warrior to another, and you can pass that on through the Spirit of America.
Hey, the table up at Birdland, to the place where Dizzy dwells. In the beards and the funny hats they love so well. All the boppers are assembled, and when they're really high, they constitute a weird personnel. All the riffs these cats are playing are crazy, cool, and gone like this. Ooly-oo, Scooby-Goo, Ooby-Dooby-Dooby, Ooby-Dooby-Dooby, like that. So let them beat their brains out till their flatted fifths are gone, and they'll pass and be forgotten like the rest. Poor little cats who have lost their way. Ba 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 ba. Baba, yes, Dixieland music, they condemn, but every wrong note that they play is a gem. So Lord have mercy on every one of them, for they ba.
Well, you know I'm sharp to tap. Can you lend me your cat?
Senate votes UN subjugation and gun removal from the United States of every citizen's gun. Now, I got to tell you, when that list comes out on who voted for this to go with the UN, they are out and out traitors, and they have to be replaced in office. They cannot be allowed to stand. And I'm going to give you the list of those who are debating whether or not to sell us out. On the Democamo side, Pryor from Arkansas, Bennett from Colorado. Bennett is a flag burner of record. He voted 40 days before 9/11 to burn the flag, and he votes to kill kids. Nelson from Florida, I call him Bill Bayonet, the baby's Nelson. A month before, Nancy Pelosi went to Syria to throw down a few with Bashar al-Assad. Nelson was sitting around the Ottoman table with Bashar al-Assad preparing the way for Nancy Pelosi. Bill Nelson is no good. He's the only astronaut that's spelled with two S's. Mary Landrieu from Louisiana, she is a double-crosser. Mary Landrieu was in a tight spot when Bush was running for the second term of office. Mary Landrieu promised her constituents that she would vote with Bush on the most critical matters. And as soon as she was reelected, she double-crossed her people. Claire McGaskill from Missouri, she's a disgrace. Harry Truman is turning over on his grave. Max Baucus from Montana, he's a dangerous man. He should be replaced. He may be a flag burner. I can't recall. Testa from Montana, I don't know. But two guys from Montana are going to sell out the people of Montana. Nelson from Nebraska, he is the ultimate double-crosser. He's the one that told the Catholics he was going to vote, the pro-life people. He was going to vote pro-life, and at the last minute, he stuck it to them. Hagan from North Carolina. There should be no traitors from North Carolina at all. Casey from Pennsylvania. Casey, he's losing his turn at bat. Johnson from, if you want to know about it, Casey, that's a real hero. It's the one whose mother dragged his body around for Hugo Chavez and the communist movement. There's a whole story on him. You should check him out. This guy was given communion out in a war zone, and he used to, and I think he joined the army to get away from his communist mother. But, and you know that she wouldn't buy a tombstone for him? But she took a lot of donations. Johnson from South Dakota. No good. Webb from Virginia, this guy is treacherous. Wore his son's combat boots around the White House to show he was supporting the troops. He's very questionable. Warner from Virginia, I hope he's not related to the other Warner who just retired from Virginia, because he was a flag burner and a baby killer. And they told us he was a Navy man. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Manchin from West Virginia. West Virginia, if any of you guys are voting a Democrat, you might as well just throw yourselves down a mine shaft, because Obama is stopping you from earning a living. Anybody that's in coal country that votes for this party is crazy. They're going to sell you down the river, and they'll buy their coal from overseas. On the Republican side, this is critical. Enzi from Wyoming. I can't see these western states as selling out to the Iranians. Hutchinson, that's Kay Bailey Hutchinson from Texas. She's dangerous. She pretends to be pro-life, but she sticks a scalpel where she can. Lindsey Graham of South Carolina. I never trusted him. I don't like him. I'm not going to say it, but I caught him once trying to make an example out of privates that were up against the wall in Iraq or Afghanistan, and he wanted to give them the full force of the law, and because they were shooting back. And when I saw that, I saw a rat. John McCain, Arizona. John, you should retire and go and open up a Ted Kennedy souvenir shop. Richard Lugar of Indiana. The only Lugar that should be turned over to the Iranians is Richard Lugar. Yeah. Kirk of Illinois. Illinois, the land of Lincoln. What are you doing to yourselves? You guys can't even pay your bills. And here they are, the Cauldron Sisters. Olympia Snowjob of Maine and Susan Collins of Maine. You know, Maine is rated the number one patriotic state, and they send these two ninjas to muck up the government. Murkowski of Alaska. Let me tell you something. The best person you had in Alaska was Sarah Palin. And they sent 60 lawyers to go through her garbage, the Democrat, the party of death, Party de la Muerte. Corker of Tennessee, Rocky Top, what are you doing? Get rid of this Corker. Cochran of Mississippi, if this is Thad Cochran, he votes to kill kids and burn the flag. I don't know what he's doing getting elected in Mississippi. Mississippi, who's pro-life? Why you got this bum in there? And here's the biggest phony of the day, and he is the symbol of the Republican Party, and that's Scott Brown of Massachusetts. He's Ted Kennedy's double. He is. I'll tell you something. If I lived in Massachusetts and I was a Republican, I would vote for the Democratic candidate. I'd vote for that woman who says she's a 1 millionth Cherokee before I would vote for Brown, because with Brown, you're going to get double-crossed. With this other woman, she's just stupid. And Alexander of Tennessee, that's two Rocky Tops we've got a problem with. So make sure, when this vote comes up tomorrow, go to the Thomas Register. You can Google it, and you'll get the vote. And you'll see who voted to screw us and who voted to betray us. And they should all get... Benedict Arnold had more backbone than these people that sell us out tomorrow. Get them. And I guarantee you that most of them will be flag burners and baby killers. You want to bet? Hang in there. Let's see what we got. What did I do? We got a few minutes left, I think. Blog Talk Radio. That's where we are, by the way, if you ever want to find this. Soap. We're the Spirit of America Party. We're the Spirit of America Party. How do you like that handle? You know, there's a lot of American spirit. You've seen it in three guys in a movie theater that protected their girls. What am I doing here? Ah, here we are. Coming back. I think we're coming back. There we go. Okay. Here we go. We've got no time left. I'll give you a sayonara song. Let's see, what's a good one? Say a little prayer for all those guys on the battlefield, because they're forgotten. They are forgotten. I'll give you, let's see, we got 118. What was 118? Yeah. This is for all the little kids who God loves.